This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, January 26th. God's word to you today is focus. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 9, verse 51, and it says, "As the time drew near for him to ascend to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem." Over the next couple of days, by the Spirit of God, we will be dealing with distractions to fighting. Beginning from today, I want you to instruct yourself daily. Do not be distracted. A distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving his or her full attention to something else. You must have overcome a lot of distractions to be in God's presence today. Determine in your heart to make this a daily occurrence, and God will reward you in Jesus' name. We live in a heavily distracted world. In fact, the human capacity for distraction is so predictable that the dentists and many other fields deploy it for good purposes. The dentist, while poking, knocking, or drilling your teeth, always engage you with a story of some sort. It is a distraction to take your mind away from the pain. As serious as pain is, being distracted from pain is possible. A lot of parents also use distraction to their advantage. When you examine the object of distractions, sometimes they're really little compared to the damage they cause. Take a mobile phone, for instance. No mobile phone has the capacity to stop a moving car. Up against a moving car, the mobile phone will be crushed. However, the phone in the hand of a distracted driver is extremely dangerous and can work a lot of havoc. Contrary to popular belief, the human brain is incapable of multitasking. Many people believe they can multitask and do several things at the same time, but that is not actually the case. You can do many things, and at best, you will do them simultaneously, but not at the same time. Scientists tell us that the human brain does not truly multitask. The brain has one channel for each type of information: auditory, visual, etc. Take driving, for example. When you are driving and someone is talking to you, because it is the auditory channel separate from the visual channel, there is not much distraction. But scientists tell us that when the subject of discussion becomes very vivid and very graphic, the driver's visual channel is taken over by the imagery painted by the words. Even though he is looking at the road, he is not seeing anything anymore, and an accident can occur. Human beings are susceptible to distractions in an unbelievable way. When Jesus walked on earth, he understood the power of distractions, and he had zero tolerance for it. Let us pray. I declare in the name of Jesus that by the power of the Holy Spirit, I will not be distracted. I will approach each day with purpose and focus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.